啊，昨天跟我们大家预告，啊，在这个耶利哥城的圣战之后，啊，紧接着在爱城的这场战争会失败。
Yesterday we mentioned that after the battle of Jericho, the Israelites will face defeat in the battle against the city of Ai.
哦，那失败的主要原因，哦，就是在这一场耶利哥城的圣战当中，有人得罪神。
The reason they were defeated in the battle against the city of Ai was because someone made a transgression against God.
哦，那这个也仿佛，对我们，哦，在工作和在圣工推展顺利成功的同时，给我们最好的提醒。
And this is also a reminder for us that when we are successful in our holy work, we also need to be cautious.
哦，那我们来看看，这个地图。
Let's look at the map. 上面这个红色的。Oh, next slide.
啊，这个是哦，在迦南地的一个地图。
This is the map of part of the land of Canaan.
哦，也是我们这一堂课哦要上的主要的一个地图。
And this is also a major map for the list for this class.
哦，中间那一条是约旦河。
The river at the middle is the River Jordan.
哦，那在右边是石亭。哦，他们过到左边的基甲安营，然后攻打完耶利哥城。
And they went from the east across the River Jordan to the west to attack.
哦，那接下来他们要进攻这个爱城。
Then now they are about to attack the city of Ai.
哦，就是地图上面这个二的这个哈，这个 mark 这个。
And on the map is the number two route they are taking right now.
那为什么要攻打爱城
？Why did they need to attack the city of Ai？
哦，因为爱城是进到内地的一个隘口哈的一个 gate。
Because City of Ai is a gateway that they had to cross to enter the land of Canaan.
哦，所以他们必须要把爱城攻下来。
That's why they needed to defeat the city of Ai.
约书亚的大军才能够顺利的进到这个迦南地的内地里的。
Therefore, the army of Joshua can enter the inner land of Canaan.
哦，所以爱城成为他们下一个必须要占领的一个目标。
So, City of Ai becomes the next target they need to conquer.
好，我们来看约书亚记的第七章。
Let's look at Joshua chapter 7.
第七章的第一节就告诉我们爱城之役失败的预告爱城之役会失败的主要原因。
Chapter 7, verse 1 tells the reason they were defeated.
哦，这是昨天我们已经分享，我们就不再重复。
We already shared this yesterday, so we will not repeat.
哦，那我们接下来看到爱城失败，除了这个主要原因，还有其他的次要原因。
So now let's look at some other factors that caused the Israelites to be defeated against the city of Ai.
哦，我们来看第二节。
Let's look at verse 2.
二节当下，约书亚从耶利哥打发人往伯特利东边靠近伯雅文的爱城去，吩咐他们说：“你们上去窥探那地。”他们就上去窥探爱城。三节
，verse three，
他们回到约书亚那里，对他说：“众民不必都上去，只要两三千人上去，就能攻取爱城，不必劳累众民都去。”因为那里的人少，四节。
Verse four。
于是民中约有三千人上那里去，竟在爱城人面前逃跑。第五节。
Verse five。
爱城的人击杀了他们三十六人，从城门前追赶他们，直到示巴林，在下坡杀败他们，众民的心就消化如水。这里谈到说，约书亚如同前面要攻打耶利哥城。他也派了探子去窥探。
Like how they were attacking the city of Jericho, Joshua also sent out spies.
结果探子回来的报告告诉他们说，不需要所有的人出动，只需要两三千人，因为爱城的居民不多。
However, because the spies saw that the city of Ai has few people, when they returned, they told Joshua there's no need to bring the whole people over, just need to send 2,000 or 3,000 people.
哦，那爱城的人总共有多少人呢
？So how many people were in the city of Ai？
哦，在第八章那边就有记载。
It is recorded in chapter 8。
哦，在第八章的三的二十五节。
It is recorded in chapter 8, verse 25。
哦，当日杀毙的人连男带女共有12,000人，就是爱城所有的人。
So it is recorded in chapter 5, so 25, chapter 8, 25.So it was that the age actually, so it was that all who fell on that day, both men and women, were 12,000 of the people of Ai.
哦，这里告诉我们爱城啊，的人不多。
This tells us that there are not that many people in the city of Ai.
哦，但是也有12,000人呢。
Yet there are 12,000 people.
哦，那如果说扣掉这个女性啊，
does not count the woman.
哦，那至少也有6,000人以上。
There are at least 6,000 people.
哦，那昨天我们谈到说，这个在作战的当中攻击跟防守的比例往往是3:1。
We mentioned yesterday that in the battle, the attacker and defender ratio are often 1:3.
哦，但是前去窥探的探子回来报告却说2,000-3,000人就够了。
Yet, however, when the spy returned, they said we only need 2,000-3,000 people.
哦，两三千到底是2,000还是3,000
？So is it 2 or 3？
哎，那可见探子他们的心态因为前面耶利哥城的圣战而有开始有那个轻敌的心。
So we can see that because of the victory in the city of Jericho, the mentality of the spies were not as cautious. They were started to relax.
哦，耶利哥城这么大的一座城，人这么多，我们都没有问题了。何况爱城这么小小的一座城。
They would think to themselves, "Well, city of Jericho was such a great city, and we had no problem conquering it. Now, city of Ai is such a small city, there will be no problem at all."
爱城离耶利哥大概有10 miles.
City of Ai is about 10 miles from city of Jericho.
从这个吉甲出发的话，要往上爬上一个3,200公尺的斜坡。
If you depart from Gilgal, you have to climb a hill that's about 3,200 meters.
所以爱城是在这个高地。
So city of Ai is on an uphill.
以色列人是要往这个高地攻击。
So the Israelites have attacked upward.
所以爱城的这个守军居高临下，是一个易守难攻的地方。
So the army of city of Ai are located on uphill location, which is easier to defend.
那再加上这个攻守双方的兵力比要3:1。
Plus the attacker and defender ratio are 1:3.
才有那个胜战的把握。
Then there's a chance for victory.
换句话说如果敌人只有一班一个 squad, 那耶稣亚至少要3倍的兵力，他要有一个plantain, 一排的兵力。
So if there's only one squad of enemy, Joshua would need at least one platoon of army to attack them.
那敌人如果有一排那耶稣亚至少要有1连的兵力。
If the enemy had a platoon of armies,Joshua would need at least a company.
那敌人如果有1连那约书亚要有1营哎。
If the enemy were one company strong, then Joshua would need a battalion of people to attack.
他们如果有1营约书亚有1旅他们有1旅，约书亚有1师啊。
If there's a platoon of enemy, they would need at least one brigade of army to attack.
那他们有1旅约书亚要有1师哎。
If there's one brigade of enemy, they would need at least one division to attack.
刚刚就把我们军队的编制都讲了。
We talk about the army system just now.
3:1的兵力。
1:3 ratio.
那敌人又占着地形的优势。
Plus the enemy has advantage on the location.
那结果他们约书亚的探子竟然说啊，简单的两三千人就够了。
Yet, however, the spies that Joshua sent out say, "This is easy. We only need two or three thousand people."
哦，可见呢、啊，哦，他们因为打了胜战，心里那个轻视敌人呢。
So we clearly can see that because they won a victory, now they are overlook the new enemies.
哦，那如果啊这样的心态哦没有改变的话。
If they do not change their mentality,
他们会不会依靠真神？
Will they rely on God?
不会的。
No.
他们认为不需要。
They don't think they need God.
靠自己就可以了。
They only need themselves.
昨天早上传道跟大家在早祷会的时候互相的勉励，谈到魔鬼试探耶稣的第一个方法。
Yesterday morning, we shared in the morning prayer that I shared with you how.The first temptation that Satan used to tempt Jesus.
就是要人只想到自己，用自己的方法而不倚靠神。
Which is to tempt men, so men will use their own method instead of relying on God.
所以神允许让我们遇到失败。
So God permits us to encounter defeat.
要让我们能够懂得凡事要倚靠神。
So that we know everything we should, in everything we do, we should rely on God.
如果我们要去一个没有去过的地方
，If we are going to a place that we never been to before，
要参加一个从来没有参加过的考试或者是 interview，
that we're about to take a test that we never taken before or an interview that we never went to before，
相信我们都会很努力、很认真的祷告。
I believe that everyone will pray very fervently。
但如果我们去的地方是我们经常去的。
However, if the place we're going to is a place that we often visit,
怎么坐车，怎么转车，怎么搭飞机，怎么转飞机我们都很熟了。
We know what transportation to take. We know what flight to take. We know how to take the connecting flight.
或者是我们要参加的考试，或者是我们要参加的这个面试都是我们驾轻就熟都是我们很有把握的。
Or the test we're about to take, we already take several times before. Or the interview, we have been interviewed many times before.
那我们呢？虽然会祷告了，但是可能不是很迫切。
Yes, perhaps we'll still pray, yet we might not be as fervent.
总是觉得说这个我都会了，这个我都知道了。
We may feel that I know everything. I know everything.
那
what to do?
往往就在那个时候，失败就会临到我们。
And oftentimes when We pray that way. We have that kind of mentality. Failure arrives.
所以我们看到约书亚他们会失败。
So we can see that the reason Joshua failed.
当然第一个原因就是他们没有求告神。
The first reason is because they did not pray to God.
他们没有像在耶利哥城那样子。
They did not inquire God like they did in the city of Jericho.
求神教导他们怎么作战。
Pray to God to teach them how to fight the battle.
那再来加上他们因为战胜的这个心态就轻看了敌人。
And secondly, because they won because the victory they had, they had a low opinion against their enemies.
其实在迦南地所有的征战能够得胜有两个关键。
All the victory that occurred in the land of Canaan, there were two keys.
第一个就是倚靠神。
First is reliance on God.
就是相信神
Which is to trust God.
第二个就是遵守神一切的吩咐。
Second one is to obey all the commandments from God.
一个是跟信心有关系。
One is related to the faith.
一个是跟纪律有关系。
The second one is related to the order.
那如果在这两方面都能够做到的话，那就能够亨通，就能够顺利。
If we can accomplish both of these things, then there will be victory. There will be everything will be smooth.
亚干犯罪最主要的就是在这个纪律上他们失败了。
The reason Achan sinned against God is because they failed in the commandments that God gave them.
他们没有完全遵照神所吩咐他们的话。
They did not obey completely towards the word commandments from God.
那在当时来说这个将会很严重的影响到整个以色列人他们的这个军队的这个纪律。
At that time, this will greatly affect the orders in the army of Israel.
哦，本来是哦是神正义之师啊，哦进行神对迦南地的审判。
Originally, there were the righteous of God, righteous army of God that were bestowing judgments on the land of Canaan.
哦，那一下子变成哇，抢夺人家的东西哦，啊，政治啊，互相抢夺，这个财物的流氓跟土匪。
And all of a sudden, they become robbers at the land.
哦，那有可能为了要哦这个战利品啊，哦自己人呐、啊。哦，起了冲突啊！哦，甚至啊，自己打自己啊。
Sometimes because of even because of the spoil, they might fight against themselves.
哦，那怎么样继续打这场战呢
？So how will they continue the fight?
哦，所以神的名会受到羞辱跟亏损。
So the name of God will be was insulted.
哦，也会影响到哦整个以色列军队的战力。
And it also affect the manpower of the army of Israel.
哦，在属灵的征战里头也是这样。
Likewise, this is same in spiritual battle.
我们还记得《使徒行传》里头哦，记载这个亚拿尼亚夫妇哦，他们被哦，他们因为欺哄圣灵啊，被神击杀的经过。
We should remember in the book of Acts, the Ananias and how Ananias and his wife lied to the Holy Spirit.
哦，教会才刚刚被圣灵建立。
The church was just established.By the Holy Spirit.
面哦，他们所要面对的信徒所要面对，不是一帆风顺的远景，而是将要面临的大逼迫。
The members was not going to face a smooth life from that point. Rather, they were about to face great tribulations.
我们知道哦，在这个初代的教会哦，他们经历了300年的哦这个大逼迫。
We know the early church went through 300 years of great tribulation.Persecution.
哦，很多基督徒啊，为主殉道。
Many Christians were martyred for Christ.
哦，让整个基督教能够不至于被消灭，能够度过那一场难关，最重要的原因是什么
？And what's the what's the main factor that allowed the church to went through the tribulations?
哦，就是他们对神的倚靠跟敬畏。
The major factor was the reverence they had towards God.
哦，这个让他们能够度过那个重大的逼迫。
It allowed them to gone through the tribulation.
哦，所以亚拿尼亚夫妻哦，那种贪图虚名哦，甚至哦这个啊欺哄欺骗的行为，将会严重分裂当时这个属灵的哦刚刚被建立的一个属灵的教会。
So.Ananias and his wife, the heart that they were seek after fame and will actually eventually cause the church to split and they will not be able to face the tribulations.
哦，所以神的出手就很严厉了。
That's why God's punishment was harsh.
哦，所以纪律很重要。
So having order is important.
在教会里头也是一样。
Like it is the same in the church.
哦，教会讲爱心，但是并不代表就不需要讲纪律。
Church talk about love, but that does not mean there should be no order in the church.
爱心必须要建立在规矩，在神的规矩之下。
Love should be built upon the,
必须要在神的规矩，神的真理做一个规范。
Love should be built on the commandments of God.
哦，那不然哦，就会变成纵容，变成溺爱。
Or we will becomes being spoiled.
哦，所以哦，我们要很清楚哦。
So we need to know.
哦，我们要信靠神，我们要遵守神的吩咐。
That we need to rely on God and we need to obey God's commandments.
哎，那我们才能够哦，在属灵的征战有得胜的生活。
Then we'll live a victorious life in our spiritual battle.
哦，在我们西方的教育体制之下，哦，很多的学生比较没有这个纪律的观念。
In a Western society, education, many students does not have the concept of order.
哦，因为一切都讲民主跟自由。
Because we talk about freedom and democracy.
哦，那并不是说民主自由哦不对。
This is not to say that freedom and democracy is wrong.
哦，但是民主跟自由。也必须要有所规范，有所节制。
But this is to say that within freedom and democracy, there needs to be order and regulations.
这样才能够保障所有在团体当中所有的人都能够享受民主跟自由的好处。
Only with this, we can ensure that everyone can enjoy the freedom and democracy.
所以我们来参加我们这次的 NYTS， 我们就能够体会到在这个纪律之下才能够保障每个人的权利还有课程的训练的顺利进行。
So this perhaps when we come to NYTS, we know that only under the regulation that we can ensure the progress of the class and everyone can enjoy the class.
那这场战争失败了。
So they failed in this battle against the city of Ai.
他们在敌人的面前转身逃跑，还有36个人被杀了。
They fled in front of their enemy, and 36 people were killed.
我们来看看领导者约书亚怎么处理这个战败的后果。
So let's look at how Joshua handled the defeat.
我们继续来看约书亚记的第七章。
Let's continue to study chapter 7.
第六节。
Verse 6.
六节，约书亚便撕裂衣服，他和以色列的长老把灰撒在头上，在神的约柜前俯伏在地，直到晚上。第七节。
Verse 7。
约书亚说：“哀哉，主神啊，你为什么竟领这百姓过约旦河，将我们交在亚摩利人的手中，使我们灭亡呢？我们不如在约旦河那边倒好。”八节。
Verse 8。
主啊，以色列人既在仇敌面前转背逃跑，我还有什么可说的呢？九节。
Verse 9。
迦南人和这地一切的居民听见了，就必围困我们，将我们的名从地上除灭。那时，你为你的大名要怎么样行呢？我们在这一段经文看到，约书亚处理这个战，这个打败仗的方法。
So we see here the method that Joshua dealt with the defeat.
是在神的面前向神祷告。
He prayed in front of God.
很多时候当我们在开在这个一个活动没有成功甚至失败之后我通常我们都急着要开检讨会。
Oftentimes after a failure in an event, we are always in a hurry to have an evaluation meeting.
到底是谁错了？
Whose fault was it?
是你错还是我的错还是他的错？
Was your fault or was it my fault?
但是在这里让我们学到一个功课。
But there's one thing we can learn from this.
当失败的时候最重要最要紧的一件事情就是向神祷告。
That the most important thing is when we encounter failure is to pray to God.
而不是急着要开会的。
It is not to hurry up and have a meeting.
这个是我们要学会的一个功课。
This is one thing we must learn.
那再来从约书亚向神的祷告内容当中
So from the content that Joshua prayed to God.
我们发现说爱城的失败它有一个很严重的后果。
There's a severe consequence of the failure against the city of Ai.
因为之前神帮助以色列人跟约书亚让他们有不战而屈人之兵的士气。
Because before, God helped the army of Joshua so they did not even have to fight the battle and won against the city of Jericho.
迦南地所有的人听到说约书亚，听到说以色列人，他们就害怕，他们就没有士气了。
Back then, when the people in the land of Canaan, when they heard about Joshua, when they heard about the children of Israel, their heart melted.
这些人是神的选民耶。
These are the people, chosen people of God.
听说在约旦河东边很厉害。
We heard how they were mighty on the east of River Jordan.
那现在走干地过约旦河。
Yet now they walk on dry land across the River Jordan.
连耶利哥那个大城也两三下就被他们给攻下来了。
Even a mighty city like the city of Jericho fell in front of them.
我看我们迟早都会被以色列人消灭掉。
I think we were probably destroyed by the Israelites in no time.
这下子小小的一个爱城竟然就把这个以色列人把这个听说长胜不败的军队打败了。
Yet a small city like the city of Ai had defeated the army of Israelites that that was never defeated before.
哦，原来啊，他们是可以被打败的。
Now people know that they can be defeated.
哦，原来他们也是人呐。
They know they are only human.
哦，所以啊，现在啊，我们老大家哈啊讲好了，我们呢把他们包围，把他们彻底消灭掉。我们人比他们多嘛。
So now let's group up, team up, and fight against them to destroy them completely.
哦
，since we have more people.
哦，所以对敌人来讲哈，爱城之爱城这场 battle 的失败哈，等于加添他们的。
So the failure in the city of Ai against the city of Ai strengthened the morale of the enemies.
哦，那对以色列来讲啊，哦，刚好相反哈，他们原本啊旺盛的士气啊，一下子啊消化掉了。
And this is opposite for the army of Israelites. Right after they gained their confidence in the battle against the city of Jericho, now they lost everything.
而且面对哈。要整个被消灭掉的这个危机。
And now they are facing the dangers to be extinct.
哦，这个就是啊，爱城失败它的严重后果。
This is the consequence of the failure.
哦，但是我们从约书亚向神的祷告当中
，Yet, however, we can see from the prayer Joshua had.
哦，除了提到这个严重的后果之外
，Not only he mentioned the severe consequence of the defeat.
约书亚还考虑到一个最重要的。
There's one more thing that Joshua considered,
就是神的名
which is the name of God.
哦，如果啊，哦，属神的百姓啊被消灭掉，那神你的名啊要放到哪里去了？
If the chosen people of God were destroyed, where is God gonna put His name?
哎，这个让我们想起哦，这个摩西也曾经有这样的祷告。
This reminds us that Moses had a similar prayer.
哦，当十二个探子。哦，回来报信息哦，因为十个探子报了坏信息，整个以色列群众的心也是消化了。
When the 12 spy returned to report the news, the heart of the Israelites melted.
哦，他们同样啊，也是啊，想要哦，另外立一个首领啊，要回埃及去的。
They wanted to establish a new leader and return to Egypt.
哦，神啊，受不了哦，神叫摩西哦，这一次哦，你听我的，你站旁边啊。我一眨眼就让他们全部灭亡哦。
So God cannot take it anymore. He told Moses to stand aside, and he would destroy them all.
哦，然后啊啊，让你的后代承接我跟亚伯拉罕的应许。
And to allow Moses' descendant to inherit the promise that God made to Abraham.
哦，摩西怎么讲
？What did Moses say?
摩西说不可以啊。
Say, oh, this shall not be done.
哎，因为大家哦，这个所有全天下人都知道哦。你带领你的百姓啊出埃及啊，结果你在旷野把他们杀掉，哦，那人家会怎么说啊
？Because the entire world knew that you led the people of Israel out of Egypt. Yet, if you are to kill them here, what would they say?
人家会说啊，原来哦，他们的神啊没有能力带哦带他们啊进到迦南地哦，没有办法哦完成啊跟他们所定的合约，所以啊把他们给杀了。
People will say that their God were not able to bring them into the land of Canaan. That's why that's why He killed them all.
哦，所以神你的名要怎么办呢
？So what would you do with your great name?
哦，所以摩西考虑到的是神的名哦。
So what Moses considered was the name of God.
哦，如果摩西自私一点说啊，那好啊，哦，我的子孙能够哦承接这个迦南地最好了，其他人都不要。
If Moses were to be selfish and say, "Well, great, just my descendant to inherit the land of Canaan, everyone else can die."
但是摩西考虑到的跟约书亚一样哦，都是神的名能够得到荣耀。
However, that was not what was on Moses' mind. Moses and Joshua considered the same thing, the glory towards the name of God.
哦，今天我们做很多事情，有没有考虑到神的名是不是能被高举，能不能得荣耀？
Today, when we do many things, do we even think, consider that the name of God will receive glory?
还是单单只是考虑到，哎，顺着我们的心，顺从我们的情欲
？Or do we only consider that we need to follow our own heart or follow our own lust?
哦，只要我喜欢的，有什么不可以的
？If I like it, why not?
哦，管教会怎么样？管神怎么样
？Forget the church, forget God.
哦，跟约书亚，跟摩西。实在有很大的差别。
This is far from what Moses and Joshua had in mind.
哦，所以我们看到哦，这个约书亚哦，在大败仗之后啊，第一个就是在神的面前悔改祷告。
So we saw that after the defeat, the first thing Joshua did was to repent in front of God.
考虑到神的名要能够得荣耀。
He was thinking, he prayed that the name of God should to receive glory.
这也是我们在失败的时候我们应该要效法的。
And this is likewise what we should learn and do when we encounter defeat.
接下来我们看看神怎么跟他说。
So now, next, let's look at how God said to them.
第十节。
Verse 10.
神吩咐耶稣亚说：“起来，你为何这样俯伏在地呢？”十一节。
11.
以色列人犯了罪，违背了我所吩咐他们的约，取了当灭的物，又偷窃，又行诡诈，又把那当灭的放在他们的家具里。十二节。
12.
因此以色列人在仇敌面前站立不住，他们在仇敌面前转背逃跑，是因成了被咒诅的。你们若不把当灭的物从你们中间除掉，我就不再与你们同在。在这里我们看到说神告诉耶稣亚。
Here we see that God told Joshua,
起来起来
，arise。
原因我告诉你为什么会打败仗。
I'll tell you the reason why you guys were defeated。
因为有人违背了神的约定。
Because someone has made transgression against my commandment.
偷窃行诡诈
covenants and they deceive people.
就是拿了神所谓的不可拿的当面之物而且还藏了起来。
They stole and deceived, and then they took the things that God told them not to take, and they hid it.
所以让你们变成被咒诅的。
That's why you guys were cursed.
让神没有办法跟你们同在。
And therefore, God was not able to be with you.
神不跟以色列人同在，是他们失败的原因。
The reason they fail is because God was not with them.
不同在是因为他们得罪神。
And the reason God was not with them is because they made transgression against God.
得罪神是因为他们他们拿了神吩咐不可以拿的。
And they made transgression against God because they took the things, they stole the things that God told them not to take.
今天我们为什么没有平安？我们没有神的同在。
Today, why don't we have peace? Why don't we have the abundance of God?
有可能我们违背了神，拿了那个不应该拿的。
Perhaps we have made transgression against God and took things that we should have not have taken.
而且藏在我们的心里的深处。
And we hid it deep inside our heart.
有什么是神要我们不可以拿的，不可以拥有的？
What are the things that God told us that we should not have?
我们想想看
Let's think about this.
在我们的这个信仰生活里头
，In our life of faith.
有哪些是神吩咐不可以做，我们却偷偷的去做的
？What are the things that God commanded us not to do, yet we did it?
那个就是当灭的物。
This is what the things that should be destroyed.
那个就是让我们成为没有神同在、失去平安的原因。
These things are the factor that cause.God not to be abide with us.
我们接下来既然知道原因了，那要怎么处理
？So now we know the reason. What should we do?
接下来十三节
，verse 13.
你要叫百姓自洁，对他们说：你们要自洁，预备明天，因为主以色列的神这样说：以色列你们中间有当灭的物，你们若不除掉，在仇敌面前必站立不住。这个神要百姓再一次的自洁。
God wanted the people to sanctify themselves once again.
因为他们不圣洁了。
Because they are no longer sanctified. They made transgression against God.
沾染了罪恶。
They defiled themselves.
所以他要百姓自洁。
That's why God wanted them to sanctify themselves.
要把罪从他们当中除掉。
They need to remove the sin from them among them.
所以他们要找出这个犯罪的人来。
So they need to find the one that sinned against God.
他们用抽签的方法。
By drawing lots.
支派先开始，然后在宗族，然后在个人的家庭，最后把那一个人抓出来。
So they start with the tribe, then they move on to the family.Then to the household, then the man.
最后就把这个害群之马就是亚干找出来了。
In the end, they found the sinner, Achan.
那我们看在整个过程当中啊，亚干都没有出来自首，直到他被抓到之后。
We can see that throughout this entire process, Achan himself did not step forward.
他才承认他犯了罪。
Until the very end, he was caught, then he admit his sin.
所以亚干这个他认罪没有错，他是认罪了。
Yes, it is true. Achan admitted his sin.
但是太晚了。
But it was too late.
他被抓到了。
He was caught.
这个不算自首这算投案。
This is not turning yourself in, rather being caught.
自首是人家还不知道，你就是 去说我做了哪件事情，这个是我做的，那个叫自首。
Turning yourself in is only counts when you return yourself in before everyone else know it.
那当开始在调查要抓人的时候，你说我是我做的人家已经知道了所以那个不叫自首，那个叫投案。
So when Achan turned himself in here, everyone else already knew he did it, so it doesn't really count.
那如果这个亚干一开始他就去向约书亚承认打败仗就是因为我违反了神的吩咐。
If Achan went to Joshua right after the defeat and admit that it is my fault that we were defeated.
那甚至在人家抽签的当场说不要抽了，是我做的啦，我承认了。
Or even when they were about to draw lots, he admit that I did it.
那至少还能够让人看出，他是真的有认罪悔改的心。
Then people would know at least that he had some heart to repent.
但是当他是被抓到了
，But when he was caught,
被神这个点名点出来了
，He was appointed by God.
才认罪，那已经太晚。
When he was pointed out by God, it was too late.
为什么亚干会等到最后被点名出来才说是他做的
？Why did Achan wait until he was pointed out to admit he committed the sin?
以色列人有多少人
How many people did Israelite have?
200多万呢
？Over 2 million.
对亚干来讲说，干没遐衰怎么会这么倒霉吗？真的我会被抓到吗？
Can I be so unlucky that I'll be caught?
我们经常也有这种投机的心态。
We oftentimes have the similar mentality.
开快车，超速，会这么倒霉吗？刚好警察会在吗？
We might speed on the road and think that, well, will I be so unlucky that there's a cop right here?
在台湾有一个这个山地的传道，有一次他在高速公路开快车超速，因为要赶着赶着回到教会。
There was a preacher in the Aboriginal church in Taiwan, and he was speeding on the highway because he was hurried back for a service.
他以为他认为说那一条路他经常走没有警察会在那边。
He said to himself, "I often drive this road, and I know there's no cop here."
所以他就很放心了。
So he was very relaxed and speed.
结果警车开到他后面。
So yet.However, a police patrol car pulled up behind him.
然后用广播喊他的名字钟传道，你已经超速了。他都吓得差一点出车祸。
And when the patrol car pulled behind him on the speaker, the patrol car say out loud, "Preacher Zhong, you are speeding already. Please pull over."
原来那个是我们的信徒了。
He was scared that he almost.Got into an accident, and the police. In the end, the police was a member.
当然了，他就当然没有开单，没有开罚单了。
Of course, the member police did not give him a ticket.
不过他确实把他吓了一大跳。
But it did scare him.
不但被抓到，连名字还被叫出来。
Not only that he was caught, his name was even called out.
当我们想想看天上的神难道不知道我们的名字吗？
So let's think about this. Doesn't God know our name?
不知道我们正在做坏事吗
？Doesn't He know the evil things that we're doing?
当然知道，因为神的眼目是鉴察这个无时不刻的鉴察这个遍地的。
Of course, God knows. His eyes overlooks everything.
所以我们不要忘记我们不要忘记神无时不刻都在看着我们。
So we need to know that anytime God oversees everything.
哦，那既然亚干被找出来了
，So after Achan was caught，
哦，他也认罪了
，He admit his sin。
哦，他为什么会做这件事情
？Why did he do this？
哦，在这个他自己的认罪词里头有哦。
This is described in his own confession.
21节
in verse 21.
我在所夺的财物中看见一件美好的士拿衣服，200舍克勒银子，一条金子重50舍克勒，我就贪爱这些物件，便拿去了。现在藏在我帐篷内的地里，银子在衣服底下。这个亚干说他为什么会拿？因为他贪爱。
Here it's Achan told others why he took the things because he convicted them.
贪念让人犯了得罪神的罪。
Greediness allow men to sin against God.
那圣经告诉我们贪心跟拜偶像同罪哦。
The Bible tells us that being greedy, convicting of other people's stuff is the same as worshipping idols.
贪心会让人陷到网罗里面。
Covetousness will cause men to be bound.
贪心啊，代表说啊，对神的安排跟赏赐不满意、不知足。
Being greedy or being covetousness means that you are not satisfied with the blessings from God.
等于说对神不满啊。
Which is the same thing as you have opinions towards God.
所以我们不要轻忽这个贪心的罪哦。
So we should not overlook the severeness.Of covetousness.
它也列在十诫里面。
It was listed in the Ten Commandments.
所以这个我们知道了这个亚干他是因为贪爱贪心所以得罪了神。
Because we can see that from this, because Achan was coveting other people's stuff, that's why he made transgression against God.
所以保罗告诉我们，敬虔加上知足是最大的好处。
That's why Paul told us, having being content,
敬虔 fear God,
fear God and being content,
是大利是最大的好处
is what's beneficial for us.
所以我们敬畏神，我们要懂得知足，满足神所赐给我们以及安排我们的一切。
So while we fear God, we also need to be content with everything that God given us.
那亚干要为他所做的事情要付出代价。
So Achan has to pay a price for the sin he committed.
他跟他的儿女还有他的牲畜通通被打死了。
All his children and his flocks were stoned to death.
或许我们会觉得说，哇，这个他做错事情，他的儿女也要被连累。
We may think that, well, Achan was the one that committed the sin. Why did his children have to die with him?
我们会觉得说，圣经上不是说不可因父亲犯罪而杀了儿子不可因为儿子犯罪杀掉父亲个人要为个人自己的罪负责
Doesn't the Bible teach us that each one is responsible for his own sin? You cannot kill a son because of the sin of the father.
神不会做出违背他自己道理的。
God will not do something that's contradict his own teaching.
就好像说亚拿尼亚夫妇
Just like the Ananias and his wife.
他们欺哄圣灵是两个人同心所以两个人都受死了。
They lied to the Holy Spirit. Both of them lied to the Holy Spirit. That's why both of them died.
所以同样的亚干他的家人可能在这个事情上有参与。
So likewise, Achan's family may have involved in this.
所以他们才会一起受刑。
That's why they were punished together.
那既然这个恶除掉了接下来他们就要重新得力了。
So now the sin was removed, they are about to regain their strength.
我们就留到晚上再继续来分享。
We'll save this for tonight.
我们一起同心默祷。
Let's bow and pray in silence.
Amen.
Amen.